All right, so this morning what we're going to do is I'm going to carry on from where we left off last week. Last week I spoke to what it means to be a Christian husband and to be a father. We looked at that extensively. Today I'm going to look at what it means to be a Christian wife. And ladies, please hear me out today as I carry on. If you have any questions after this service about what I've spoken about, just, you see that guy at the desk there? Just go and ask him. It's like, who's that guy? The tech guy. Just kidding. So, you know, one thing we need to realize is this. When God says something about this is how to be a good husband or a good wife, or this is how we should live our lives, God isn't trying to restrict us. He's not trying to say, okay, look, I'm going to make life complicated for you. I'm going to make sure life is not enjoyable for you. Anytime we hear, let me not say anytime. Oftentimes, when God speaks about these things, we're like, oh, that's too much. That's draconian and all that. But we need to realize that God is a loving father. So anything he asks us to do, it's for our own benefit. Sometimes it might not make too much sense at that point, but as you begin to experience and to practice what God says, even though it might be a bit uncomfortable sometimes, you begin to reap the benefits of what God says. So that's kind of like the posture I would like us to take. With regards to that, I'll just like, am I recording? Yeah, I think I am. So that's what we're going to do this morning. So this morning, I'm going to be talking about wives. So I just have to check that thing was recording. Oftentimes, I have gone through without recording. So I'm going to say, I'll give us what I'll call 5 points this morning. And I believe that God will really help us to be able to do that. Now, so the first point is this. Wives, the first point is this. Wives, the first point is this. Wives, someone is like, is this guy on repeat? Sorry, I just did that on purpose. The first point is this. Wives, empower and allow your husbands to lead through submission. Allow your husbands to lead through submission. I'm going to read a portion of scripture here, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23. It says, wives, submit yourselves to your own husband as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, oftentimes, when one mentions this word submission to wives, sometimes it can act as a form of a, is often, not, let me not say it's often, sometimes it can be triggering. We live in a modern society, and women might say, what do you mean submission? That's draconian, that's archaic, that belongs to the 16th century in the times of King Henry, who, and all those things. We're modern. This is a modern world now. We don't do all that. All that submission thing, girl, it's not for me if you're American. Girl, imagine, American now, imagine, this is a girl talking with her mate in California. Imagine, went to that church, that pastor was saying submission to my husband. Man, I ain't doing that submission. That's in old ages. It doesn't belong here. Man, girl, I'm not going to, relax. Relax. You know, I understand when sometimes women come back with that kind of comment. I understand because oftentimes men, let me not say oftentimes, some men will abuse this scripture to subjugate women. So last week I spoke extensively about what it means to lead as a man. I spoke about that last week. It's the audio is on our website. And I said, men, we looked at a couple of scriptures. And I said to the men, I said, look, to the husbands, the example of leadership that Christ gives us is one of servant leadership, is one of sacrificial love. So leadership isn't, woman, were you in church today? What's today's date? Pastor said, submit, do what I want, get my dinner. What? And no, Jesus said, that is not leadership. That's not leadership. So I get it when women get a bit fussy about that, because the examples that they have seen of men leading or husbands leading hasn't always been a good one. So women, I get it. Wives, I get it. When you're like, no, I'm not submitting, all that thing, I'm going to, you know. Often, we as husbands sometimes haven't shown the type of leadership that Christ is saying that the wives should submit to. Realize that in there, Jesus said here, it says, submit to your own husbands as unto the Lord. It says, as the husband is the head of the wife and Christ is the head of the church. So God begins to define submission in the context of the church, in the context of God. Do you understand? What kind of leader does a woman need to submit to, or does a woman want to submit to? Would you submit to a man who you know that this man would give everything he has for you? Would you want to submit to a man that you know he's always thinking about you and has your best interest at heart? Would you want to submit to a man who you know that, look, this guy will take a bullet for me? Would you want to submit to a man, or would you find it difficult to submit to a man that you know that if he has like £49 left in his bank account, and he looks at that £49 and he says, I can either give it to my wife to get that, women, what do you guys buy? Don't tell me. I can give it to her to buy that makeup thing that she's wanted for months, or I can use it to buy my guitar string. And he goes, I'll give it to her. Wouldn't you want to submit to that kind of person who you know loves you with all his heart? Men, that's what Christ has called us to do. But what I'm talking about this morning is women allowing their husbands to lead through submission. Now, when God says these things, sometimes we are not aware of all the ramifications. Why should I do that, really? We're equal. What's this submission thing? Please, as a wife and as a husband, for husbands and wives, God sees us as equal. We're equal. So a woman isn't less than her husband in any shape or form, in value. So let's understand that. Some people might say women should submit because no, guys, let's get that clear. From a value perspective, men and women before God are the same. The Bible says we're equal heirs of salvation. We're the same. God sees us as the same. But from a marriage perspective, God says the man is the head. That means the man provides leadership, servant leadership, not tyrannical leadership. Do you understand? So that portion of scripture, Ephesians 5:22-23, saying, wives, submit to your husband. So I'm saying this morning as the first point that wives, allow your husbands to lead through submission. Husbands, listen to the audio from last week. Now, another challenge I see is this, with women submitting to their husbands to lead. You know, women sometimes are very clear. Most women want security. Do you understand? They want to wake up in the morning and know that, look, I'm not going to be kicked out of my house tomorrow. I'm going to have food. Our kids are going to be fine. So women want that security. Men want that as well. But men can be a bit risky in their pursuits. A guy can come up and say, sweetheart, our mortgage is what, $1,000 this month. And you know what, sweetheart, I have this $1,000. Our rent is due in 2 weeks, but I saw this crypto thing online. And this online thing that I saw, it said, invest, and in 3 days, the £1,000 will triple. You guys are laughing. The men are laughing like, have you guys done that before? He says, this crypto thing will triple. And he comes to his wife. He's excited. He's just been on YouTube, you know, these ads. And he says, wife, you know what, sweetheart? This £1,000 for our mortgage, let me just use it to invest. It will turn to $3,000. We'll pay the rent and the mortgage, $1,000. The $2,000, you know what, sweetheart? Have $1,000. Buy that dress you want to buy. And I'll buy that. I don't know why some of the men are laughing. And I'll buy that. Men are like that sometimes. And the wife looks and says, she might say, are you serious? are you serious? If she's a really nice wife, calm, she'll say, sweetheart, you know, I think maybe we should do something else. If she's like a red blood-hearted wife, red blood, what's that? You know, if she's like a normal woman with proper blood, hot blood, she'd be like, what? Are you kidding? What? You've been drinking that coffee thing a lot. And she'd be like, you're kidding me. 1,000 to, you know, how are we go? Do you understand? So sometimes men can be like that. And the woman's like, submit to this kind of person who's going to, in fact, give me the bank details. I'm going to change the PIN number. You're not going to have access to this money. So submitting to the leadership of a husband sometimes can be a bit risky. You might look at your husband sometimes, I'm like, this guy, you might not tell him this. I don't trust this guy sometimes. Or your husband comes and says, let's do this, let's go to this place. And you're like, what? So I think women are realists a lot of times, and men sometimes can be a bit. So submission to the leadership of your husband or to a husband can be a bit difficult. But you know what? It requires you as a wife to have faith in God. There's a story in the Bible, I'm not going to read it. And what I'm talking about is this. Submitting to your husband is not because your husband is perfect. Submitting to your husband is not because your husband knows it all. But do you know that as you understand what submission is, that it is first of all to God, because God says you should do that, to allow your husband to lead. Hear me. If your husband, and I'm going to prefix this very carefully, what I'm about to say. If your husband really is being led by God, he's not perfect, and you allow him to lead, what I've seen God do is God will go forward and help deal with any mistakes he would have made. It's a principle. There's a story in the Bible about Sarah. I'm not going to go there because of time. Her husband asks her to do something really ridiculous. I love Abraham, but I mean, I won't go into the story. And she did it. And because she did, I mean, I'd never ask my wife to do that kind of thing, and no man should. But because she did it, God came on the scene and sorted out everything that, all the trouble Abraham was going to put her in. So I think she understood what submission is, that look, I will submit and follow the leadership of this man. But I know as I do that, I'm believing that God will help direct this man so that he doesn't spend our money on crypto and all that. Do you get what I mean? Do you know, a couple of months ago, I got this, I was on YouTube working and I saw this ad and it said, invest this wasn't a lot of money, 100 and something, this crypto thing on trading. And you believe that I actually signed up and I was going to transfer 100 and something to these guys to start trading? Me. About 6 months ago. So this is not confession time. 190. And you know what happened? I called the number. It was a fake video, apparently. I called the number. They said, oh, transfer the money to this. The guy sounded legit. I now said, okay, give me your bank account, da-da-da-da. I now went to my bank, tried to do the online transfer. My bank blocked it. I said, why are they blocked? I tried again, my other bank account. My bank blocked it again. I now rang them up. This deal is closing in 24 hours. That me. I mean, it's me. That I can send scams 2,000 miles away. The bank guy now says, oh, I ring them, like, oh, this thing, I need to transfer this money to this account, blah, blah, blah. Oh, they said, Mr. Benson, you have to consider what you're about to do. That I said, no. The guy now just cut the chase. These guys you're dealing with, they're fake. That account that you want to transfer to is a scamming account. We've had issues with them and it has been flagged. Then I just realized that, hang on, £190 that I'll have used for my guitar strings, almost gone. So husbands, say, I understand. But what am I saying here? I'm saying that, wives, allow your husbands to lead, because God will intervene and help you. I'm going to go through some other points as well. Now, the next point, I'm going to stop in 10 minutes. 10 minutes, otherwise I'll just carry on. So the first one is, allow your husband to lead through submission, through your submission. The next point I want to make this one, we're talking about, is love enough? The next one is this, wives, the Bible says you should respect and honor your husband. Respect and honor your husband. Don't worry, guys, don't worry, wives, we spoke about the husbands last week. The Bible says that as a wife, you should respect and honor your husband. Last week, the Bible was saying that husbands should love their wives for the husbands. For the wives, it's not saying wives love your husbands, although I believe you love your husbands. No. It says respect your husbands. Now, what is respect? What is respect? I looked at two things. One, you know, I was telling someone once, I was saying, look, this person I was telling this grew up in a household of girls, five girls, and she was one of them, of the girls. And if you've ever been in a house where it's all girls, it's like they talk like girls. They fight like girls. And what I mean by that is, I apologize. I'm not disrespecting women here. Do you get what I mean? It's like, what do you mean? We don't all do that. Okay, I'm talking about like growing up. So this woman she loves her husband. But anytime she wants to address him, she would address him like one of her sisters, her husband. So what does that mean? Hey, get that thing out of, to her, it's not a big deal. Hey, you put that thing there. Get that thing out of there, mister. Talking to her husband like that. You put your socks there. get it out of there and, you know, put it in the thing. I don't know why you put your socks there, and your dinner will be ready and all that, but make sure you know. And the husband will be like, what? Why are you talking to me like that? And she'd be like, what? How have I spoken to you? I'm just saying you should get your socks out of there and stop behaving like a child sometimes. I mean, do you want me to keep repeating myself on all this? For her, she loves her husband. If you ask her, do you love your husband? Ah, I love that man. That man is the apple of my eye. I would have said, man, he's like there's a phrase, the sugar in my tea, but in our house, sugar is banned. So what can I use apart from sugar? Sweetener. You're the sweetener in my tea. And all those things. So she absolutely loves her husband. Do you understand? And talking to him like she talks to her sisters, it's not like I don't love you, but, you know, move your things out of there. And the man is like, no. No. That is disrespectful. And there's this up and down thing, up and down thing around the wife saying, I mean, why is this, why are you playing up, man? And the man, the husband saying, no, you're not respecting me. And he goes back and forth. And you know what? Who's right? Both of them. Because she respects him, but she's not understanding what it means to a man. And for the guy, he's like, no, you don't respect me in this house. You treat me like, you know, da, 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 da. So they're arguing. So I now realize that maybe for wives, we need to highlight what it means to a man for you to respect a man. What respect means to a man. What respect means to your husband. Because I think that genuinely speaking, from a lot of the things that I've seen, wives generally love their husbands and respect their husbands, but they communicate something else when they're talking to their husbands. So let's look at what respect means to a man. When we say honor and respect your husband, 2 points that I've made here. The first one is, attitude. I'll explain what I mean by that in a moment. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33. It says, however, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. The next one I'll read is Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, let your conversation be full of grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer everyone. So respect, I believe, to a man from the perspective of one's wife, ties to two things, or more than two things, but I'm going to highlight two things. Attitude and speech. Attitude and speech. So what is attitude? Do you know that I can come to you and I say, I respect you, just as Pastor B, right? Maybe I'm talking to you. Just normally, let's leave the husband and wife thing out of this. Attitude and speech. I can come to you as an individual and say two occasions. Maybe the first time I'm like, oh, I'm talking to you. Let me look for an example here. Come. Please. Yeah, you. Let's give him a hand this morning. By the way, let me introduce you. If you haven't met this young man before, this is drummer extraordinaire. So if you need a drummer, let me know, I'm his manager. No. So we're talking about respect here. And I've said, the wife. No, let's leave wife and husband. We want to look at attitude and speech. So I can say in the first instance, hi, brother boy, how are you doing? Are you okay? Hope your day has been good. You know what? I need you to help me to do one or two things that when you get there, please, can you just put the biscuit on the table and all those things? You good? You can do that? Good. See ya. Thank you. And I leave him. Hey, no, you're not done. So that's the first instance. So my attitude to him has been one, I'm projecting an attitude that is like calm. The manner in which I'm speaking is calm as well. So attitude and speech. So it's not only about what I am saying, it is how I am saying it. So, second scenario here. Hey, Brabua, I really respect you. I like the way you do your things, but just when you finish, just go there, pick those things up, and look up, and I go. Obviously, I wouldn't talk to you like that in real life. What's the difference? I'm telling him I really respect you, but, you know, just... So I'm saying something, but what I'm saying is not reflected in the attitude with which I am saying it. Let's give him a hand, don't worry. You can get up there. So what am I saying here? Respect is not just what you feel in your heart. To a man is how you say it, how, not what you're saying. And the manner in which you're speaking. Do you understand? What's the manner in which you're speaking is attitude. Obviously, men as well should respect their wives and speak to them gently as well. Men should all also respect their wives. So it's not like a one-directional thing. But I believe God directs that at women. And, you know, women, I apologize before saying this. Because I think naturally, women have a propensity to be very expressive. You know? Very expressive. Now, I have 5 points here, but I'm just going to mention the one more, then I will stop. Otherwise, I'm going to go on and on. The rest, another time. So I've said, the first thing is what? Allow your husband to lead through submission, but having faith that God will sort them out if they make a silly mistake. The next one is, Bible says, respect your husband. So it's not just what you're saying, but it's how you're saying it. The third one I'll look at, and because of time, I'm going to end with this one. For women, for wives, the Bible says in Titus chapter 2, verses 4 to 5. I'll read 5, Titus 2, 5. It says, learn to be self-controlled and pure and be busy at home. Women, wives, the third point is this. The Bible says, and this applies to everyone, as men should be self-controlled as well, women should take note to be self-controlled with regards to their emotions and how those emotions express themselves through you. What do I mean by that? You know, in my little experience, and from what biology says and what science says, I'm not a doctor, women have more hormones than men that will put them in different moods depending on the time of the month that the woman is. Purely hormonal. So there are times that maybe a woman's going through her cycle or something. The hormones in the woman's body begins to change their moods sometimes. So I'm talking biology here, just natural. So what that means is that as a wife, there might be times that you are very irritable. Your husband comes to you in the morning and is like, you guys are happy, laughing and chatting. He comes back to you 2 hours later, your hormones have kicked in. And he's like, oh, how are you doing? And you look at him and you snap. I'm fine. I'm busy. Mood swings. And your husband now begins to wonder, hang on, what's happening? Did I do something wrong? And he's racking his head. Did I say something? Did I upset you somewhere? And sometimes the women don't even know what is happening. And they're like, no, you didn't upset me. I'm just leave me alone. And she's not aware that the hormones are really kicking in and causing mood swings. So there are some times that what your wife is like, oh, cheerful and all that. 2 hours later, she's switched, irritable. By the way, I'm just saying this from a biological perspective, please. Don't say, imagine that pastor guy went to this church today and the man was saying that our hormones are, please, I apologize in advance. If you have any questions about what I've said, talk to the guy at the desk. Mood swings. And the man is confused. He's like, what have I done to my wife? Have I annoyed her? No, you have not. You haven't. It's mood swings. Now, the default is this. And as a wife, you can go through the default if you want, and you'll be good. Sometimes. The default is, well, to her husband, you should know that, you know, this is how I am. And, you know, this is how, when we got married, you knew, I mean, this is how I am. You know, these things happen to women, so you just have to live with it. You can go down that route and keep confusing your husband. I'm telling you, you can go down the route. That's the normal route. Well, you know, you should know more about women. You know, sometimes we have these mood swings. Sometimes, no problem. If you want to go down that route, fine. But I can guarantee you, no, let me not say I can guarantee you. I can say that there is a better way if you want your husband not to be confused and to become defensive. And he'd be like, let me just leave this woman. I'm just going to hang out with my mates. I don't know what mood she's going to be in now. She might be happy now. And, you know, the man just begins to withdraw because he's like, man, this is confusing. You know, men, our emotions are straight. So what am I saying in closing? As a wife or as a woman, there is something called fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, chapter 22. And that fruit of the Spirit is self-control in the way you communicate. So what does that mean? And this applies to both men and women, but I'm talking about women today. What that means is that irrespective of what your hormones are doing to you, don't let it cause your mood swings to affect your marriage. If you're feeling however you're feeling, acknowledge it. I'm feeling really whatever. But don't mood swing to your husband. You're like, how can I do that? Let me tell you how you can do it. When you go to, as a woman, let's look at it. Let's say, for example, someone calls you and they say, oh, we saw you on TikTok that you have a good, we like the way you speak on TikTok. You talk about things that are encouraging. Can you come over to Central London? And we want to do a deal with the woman, wife. We want to do a deal with you. What you just have to do is give us one video a week for the next 6 months and just talk about how you can live a healthier life, because that's what you talk about on your TikTok video, and we love that. For each video you do over the next 6 months, we will give you £50,000. That will be £200,000 a month. 2 minutes, just what you say normally about how we can live a healthy lifestyle. And you have the board of directors of that company waiting for you. And you go there. And they're sitting there. Then, we're talking about self-control. Then suddenly you realize that, man, it's that time of the month. Your hormones are raging and all that. When you get to that meeting, would you Everybody's seated. Get to that meeting and say, you that you are smiling on TikTok, say, my hormones are whatever. Yeah, what do you guys have to say? And you're snapping. Would you do that? Would you do that and lose the £50,000 per 2 minute video? No, would you? Would you like, don't talk to me. I mean you guys, hurry up. I need to go. Would you do that? I'm asking, would you do that? You wouldn't. What would you do? You would brace yourself and put a smile on and say, man, my hormones are raging, but this £50,000 for this video, you ain't gonna sleep me. And you will smile, put yourself together, control yourself, talk calmly, not snap, then go. But if it was your husband, I'm tired. I'm tired. Leave me. Get out. Go and make your dinner yourself. Am I your cook? Is it because your husband is not giving you £50,000 for a video? I can say the same for men, but I'll leave men. I've spoken about men. So what am I saying? You can control your mood swings in how you express them to your husband, so it doesn't leave him confused. You can. All women can. So let's stop giving excuses that, it's my hormones. Think, anytime that comes to your mind, I know you were in this church, you're cool. Any that time that comes to your mind, just think about the £50,000 video thing I said. Do you get what I mean? And some of you might be like, Pastor B, man, that's just too capitalist. I don't want 50,000. Don't worry. If you get called, attend that meeting. I'll give you my bank account. Transfer the 50,000. I'm going to end there today. So what am I saying? I'm saying that as wives, God has called us to live in a particular way to enhance our marriage so we can enjoy it. So I've said, one, allow your husband to lead through submission. The second one is to respect your husband in the way you speak and your attitude as you speak. And the third one is to control your mood swings and your emotions because you can. I'm going to end there today. Let us pray. So the prayer this morning is, it's a simple one. You know, God wants the best for you and I. That's all he wants. God doesn't want to make life more difficult for you than it already is. And as you make this little adjustment, sometimes it might be uncomfortable. God is saying that, look, I can help you make your marriage a sweeter marriage, more enjoyable. Just make these little adjustments here and there. And I believe that as we do that, God will help us. But the prayer I want us to pray this morning is this. That God will help you and I. He will help every husband. He will help every wife to really love and respect each other. Let's pray that. God, help me. Leave the person who's next to you and say, God, help me to be a better husband. If you're not married yet, no problem. Or a better wife. If you're not married yet, no problem. But ask God to help you to be a reflection of what the Bible says. Let's pray that prayer. It's a personal prayer between you and the Lord this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you because everything that you speak to us in the Bible is really for our good, is not to make life more difficult or life less enjoyable for us. Father, this morning we thank you because you are indeed interested in us. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you for giving us all these things to help us. Father, we honor you. And I pray for everyone that is here and those that maybe are listening online Maybe your marriage is a bit on the rocky side at the moment. I speak the peace of God into your marriage in the name of Jesus. Every blessing that comes with marriage, peace, cooperation, support, I speak that into every marriage now in the name of Jesus. I speak reconciliation. Where there has been hurt, I'm asking God that you bring healing. This I ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's be seated for a moment.